At the Bank of Antandek, they're looking for a mascot.
We need an icon. Something that says high flying to all our mortgage customers.
Like a falcon or a stallion.
Or even better, a parrot. Check it out.
Meanwhile, at Santander, they're concentrating on helping customers find ways to take years off their mortgage with their overpayment calculator. See what's possible at Santander.
All applications are subject to status and our lending criteria. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
This is Kelly.
And this is Leslie, and we are the Dollar Saving Divas.
In this podcast, we're going to talk about a wise woman's guide to better boozing. I guess we're really familiar with this stuff, aren't we?
But first, let's take a moment to thank our sponsor for helping us to keep this podcast free for you.
This episode of the Dollar Saving Divas podcast is brought to you by RentTheRunway.com.
You'll find more than 200,000 pieces and 400 designers in the Rent the Runway closet. Anything you want, one flat price.
Formal, cocktail, festive. What type of event are you attending? Get 4 or 8 day designer rentals for a fraction of the price.
And when you click through the link on our Dollar Saving Divas Facebook page, you'll save even more, and you'll help us keep this podcast free.
Look great and save money, too.
A Woman's Guide to Better Boozing. I kind of like that title, don't you, Leslie?
I do. Well, you've heard our tips to better cruising. Now you get our tips to better boozing.
Well, this is interesting because I was doing some research, and experts say women can have up to 7 drinks per week. I don't know what expert that is, but also as many as 3 a day. That's more in line with us. But just remember, that's a limit, not a challenge. But also, you have to remember, because, you know, we're not in our 30s, and we're actually not in our 40s any longer, that you'll find that your metabolism, alcohol really slows it down.
Oh, I notice it more.
Yeah. Older.
I can't drink like I did when I was in my 20s.
We try. We give it the old college try. Well, we can. So basically, we get a hangover more quickly. Now, I don't know why, but I don't really get a hangover. And maybe it's just I drink wine. I don't know the reason why, but I haven't had a hangover since probably college.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I mean,
well,
I remember those horrible headaches, but you know, I just don't seem to remember it. But
it's the endurance training you've done.
That's it. I've really worked hard on that.
Well, if you are, you know, trying to avoid that hangover, you want to make some smart choices. And if you're drinking wine, red is actually a little bit better for you than the white wine. It's got more of those heart-healthy antioxidants. But be aware that a proper 5-ounce serving is actually less than half of what most wine glasses hold. So be careful of your serving size there.
Well, remember, we have those.
If you get the wine glass that holds the entire
bottle. That's a serving. That's one serving. Well, and I know wine is also less calories, I think, too, right? And I think you have to watch with regard to the sugar content in wine, correct?
Right.
Sulfites and
exactly.
Things like that.
If you're drinking beer, beer does have more nutrients like vitamins B6 and B12, and it won't leave you feeling tipsy as quickly, but it is higher in calories. So you do need to watch the calorie content, and you can go for a light beer if you want, if you're a beer drinker, but you do want to watch those calories. Now, if you're ordering alcohol, if you're ordering, you know, actually mixed drinks, they say to go with clear liquor. Darker spirits contain more of the chemicals left over from the distilling process, which actually can worsen your hangover. So stick with the clear. And this is interesting. If you're choosing mixers, don't get a diet. So don't get a diet soda, because artificial sweeteners don't slow down the absorption of alcohol like real sugar does.
That's interesting.
I know. So if you think you're saving calories, you might be making it worse for yourself in the long run.
So basically that means that we should have in the morning, our little morning pick-me-up should be vodka and orange juice.
And orange juice, there you go.
That sounds good to me.
Also, if you're looking to prevent a hangover, they recommend eating protein. Now, I always like go for the carbs, but actually protein is better. It's going to slow the absorption of alcohol. So, you know, look for a lean protein, like maybe if you're drinking, have some chicken or turkey or something like that with it to slow the absorption of the alcohol.
Or also, if you're like at a cocktail party, you want to make sure you just kind of like make sure you're eating the appetizers, right?
Right.
Along the way.
Don't be drinking on an empty stomach.
Yeah, that's not good for you at all.
Not good.
Well, I heard another thing was drink chicken broth. Have you heard that?
I had not heard that.
Well, that's what they say, that you're something about the salt and the potassium, both found in broth, helps the
Whatever it is in your nervous system.
Well, that might be good, because I'm not a fan of the Gatorade or any of those things.
No,
so
but
maybe.
I don't think I could just drink some hot chicken broth. That doesn't sound fun. Well, also, have you heard yoga? Now, do you do yoga?
I have done yoga. I'm not an expert.
You know, what's
I've
that thing called?
It.
I know it's supposed to be.
My downward dog needs a little work, but.
helping, yeah. Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, that downward dog thing. I think they say, you know, you need to do it several times a week, but, you know, 10 minutes probably won't be enough, you know, to say, hey, yeah, now I'm going to go raise my glass high. So, well, these are just a few tips to a woman's guide to better boozing.
Thanks for listening to the Dollar Saving Divas. If you have ideas for an upcoming episode, we'd love to hear from you. Just head to our Facebook page at facebook.com/DollarSavingDivasCBus and share your comments. Our podcast is available on iTunes, iHeartMedia, or your favorite podcast player. Thanks again for listening.
At the Bank of Antandek, they're looking for a mascot.
We need an icon. Something that says, high fly into all our mortgage customers.
Like a falcon or a stallion.
Or even better, a parrot. Check it out.
Meanwhile, at Santander, they're concentrating on helping customers find ways to take years off their mortgage with their overpayment calculator. See what's possible at Santander.
All applications are subject to status and our lending criteria. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Oh, I found one of our new Vauxhall Griffin editions.
Yes. What comes as standard?
Standard? Well, alloy wheels, sat-nav, aircon, DAB radio, Bluetooth, smartphone projection and USB connection.
Wow. Is that everything?
Sorry, forgot the colour touchscreen.
Buy a new Griffin Edition, Adam, Astra, Corsa or Mokka X Plus and get a whole host of features as standard. The Griffin Edition range. All Griffin, no bull. Visit your nearest retailer now. Vauxhall, British brand since 1903. Participating retailers only. Limited units while stocks last.